the Port of Siuslaw Commission meeting to order for Wednesday, April 19, 2023 at 7 p.m. All commissioners are present. Terry Newman is present remotely. We're going to take a time for public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the audience to bring to the commission's attention any items not otherwise listed on the agenda. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person with a maximum time of 15 minutes on all items. Speakers may not yield their time to others. I understand we have a couple of speakers on the public comment. Kelly, would you like to introduce them? I think I know one of them, but I don't want to make a mistake.
Our first one is going to be Mark Levin.
Welcome, Mark. I'm going to begin the timer. You now have. I'll let you know when your time is up.
This out to everyone so that you can read okay. Silently while I'm reading along.
Let the record show that Mark is passing out a handout.
I'm in front of this screen. Does that mean it's on, my back is to him?
Yeah, you probably want to I can pass it. Come back here, or I can give you my seat real quick.
Well, I can stand.
Right. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. I try to be on camera as much as possible. So did you get one?
He has one.
Oh, you do? Oh,
okay. Yeah, right. There's a couple there.
Oh, all right. Great. So I'm here today to invite all of you to come see this movie. It's on Earth Day on Saturday at 3:40. A number of civic and religious organizations got together and sponsored this. It's appropriately for Earth Day, and it's called Youth v. Gov. And it says what it is there, the story of 21 American students from ages 14 to 25 who sued the federal government for not doing enough to stop climate change and thereby calling their future into question. It's very powerful. The students know what they're talking about. You see their testimony in court, and you also see individual stories of how climate change has affected their lives and their communities. And, it's a suit on constitutional grounds. So it's still winding its way through the courts. There are, it's been going for about 8 years now, and they're waiting for another judgment from one of the court judges to see whether it will continue.
About 2 seconds to go.
Two seconds?
No, there's that hasn't been 5 minutes yet, Bill.
Oh. I take it back. I thought I started my timer at 5 minutes. Go ahead. Somebody's got a timer. Sorry to interrupt you. I apologize.
The rest of what I want to say is that this is the ninth event that I've produced personally in this community on this issue. The first one was right here at the port for Halloween, and we had the county people come out. They've come out subsequently to tell us what is going. It was for Halloween. 2 years ago. And at that time, one of the county folks came out and said that this would all be underwater by the end of this century if we don't do anything. Now, all of us will probably not be here, but we have children and grandchildren, and that's why this movie is important. And if you don't get there on Saturday, it's on Netflix.
Oh.
So thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
All right. I apologize for the interruption.
That's okay.
Misuse of my phone.
I'll go ahead and start my watch for you.
Okay, good. All right. The second, we introduce the second.
No.
Second speaker is Michael Allen.
Yeah.
Michael, welcome to Port of Siuslaw.
Great. I guess you'd be able to pick up my sound right here.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Everybody. Well, great.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to our chair members. You wouldn't be a city manager. You are a court manager.
Occasionally we call him. I call him city manager.
Totally separate from the city.
Well, I wanted to introduce myself, Michael Allen. And there's three of you that are new to me. I sat in at your last meeting, by the way, virtually, if you recall. So I got a little bit of a feel who's here. I started a Florence Emergency Climate Campaign about 3 years ago. And the goal of that was to get our city council, primarily, to recognize the issue of climate and to come up with a climate action plan. It had a secondary goal, and that was to get climate education into our schools. Another hat that I wear is that not just being limited to here, I became the founder of Elders Climate Action Oregon Chapter. It's a statewide group, but it's affiliated with a group that's national. And so I work at that level as well. The third hat is the one that's important and what brings me here today, because I wanted to talk to you about some grant opportunities that might be useful for you guys to look at.
Oh, okay.
That's the purpose of the meeting. And that is the fact that I serve on the Parks, Lane County Parks Advisory Board. I'm the vice chair this year. Like most of us, you know, after you've been there long enough, somebody, you start moving up the ladder a little bit because nobody else is doing it, but I'm the vice chair this year. And because of my interest in climate issues and what the county has been doing in the last couple of years about developing their own climate action plan, I asked to be a liaison to the Climate Advisory Committee for Lane County. And they being the powers that be at the public works level of the county, and the Parks Advisory Committee made me a liaison. Now, that climate action planning is done. It took them about 2 or 3 years. They had 3 phases. I know that you have read it, and I think, Bill, you did too, and I don't know if you guys have looked at it, but it's a great plan. It did talk about some of the issues that Mark talked about here, because the gentleman that came here to talk to us was part of that planning process and has done a lot of the research that's been out there. But with that in mind, after the climate plan was done, they created a climate action team within the county. And they hired a woman. I'm going to give you this for reference if you take note of this. They hired a sustainability technician. Her name is Kristen Lee. Now, what they're doing now as a result of that climate action planning is to go after all that federal dollars, the Inflation Reduction Act dollars. I guess there's another one that's out of the bipartisan, I'm trying to think of an infrastructure bill as well, that preceded the IRA. And these monies are out there, and they're state money too. So she's hired primarily to go after those monies. And I'm working directly with her, trying to get information, not only to pass back to the parks group, but, you know, to the city. And we've had a discussion about that process.
Right.
And the city here in itself has created the opportunity to devote staff directly to that. So with that said, here's the grant that I'd like to bring to your attention. It's with the Charging and Fueling Infrastructure Bill, or grant. They, being the county, has targeted two of our rural streets going east-west, or highways, namely 126 mm-hmm. and 58. 58 goes out to Oak Ridge.
Right.
And this bill, they're looking at the charging part of it. What they would do is try to get cities, schools, any entity that's along those routes to join them in going after the grants that would allow you to put in charging stations. And I know that Mapleton, for instance, is part of where you're at. And they have a watershed council. I would hope that maybe you guys could collaborate with Kristen. And I'll give you, for the record, her phone number. It's 541-682-3078. And she can be reached at an email, Christian, and that's with a K, by the way, Christian, dot Lee at Lane County or dot gov. Very nice woman, very easy to talk to.
Yeah, you're down to about your last 30 seconds.
Okay. So with that, they're looking for partners.
Okay.
And I think if you work with Mapleton, the watershed, and you guys, what a team that would be for Mapleton to get a look. The last thing I'll say is, I'd love to see you guys. This is I took this as a picture from three signs that have been put up dealing with the dangers of king tides and how, over time, we're going to see growth in the volume of water that's going to be coming into our river as well as on our shores. I would love to see you guys put this sign up in the port as well. I think you might have one sign here that deals with the issue, but I'm not sure if you have this one. You have three of them, by the way, that the city put up. Mm. One is at Exploding Whale, the other is at Bay Street, and the other is out by Fred Myers. So with that, I hope that you keep the climate resiliency project in your mind on all these decisions and join forces maybe with the watershed and the Mapleton School District. If you want to take a picture of it. I'm going to take this to solve. I'm going out to do a solve cleanup at the North Jetty, and this is part of what I'm going to bring.
Okay.
Did you want to take a look at it?
Yes, I've seen similar.
Okay, you can go. Thank you so much
for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll stay in touch. Anything I find, there's other opportunities for grants. I'm sure of that.
All right. Thank you for attending. All right, item number one, approval of agenda by consent. Are there any additions or modification to the agenda as presented?
No.
Hearing none, then it by unanimous consent, it is approved. Approval of the minutes by consent, we have to consider the meeting minute drafts of 2-3-15-23, 3-15-23 work session minute draft. Any correction or additions to those minutes on the part of any of the commissioners? Hearing none, then by unanimous consent, it is approved. Approval of financials by consent. Kelly, you are on.
Checks printed in March were $92,379.07. The occupancy for the campground was down 8% from last year. Mortgage was down 7% from last year. I also just wanted to bring up that our next commission meeting is May 17th at 7, but we're having a budget meeting at 5 o'clock before that meeting.
Good. Okay. I like that just timing.
To make sure that everybody knows that.
Okay.
Sorry. Did you see what time we adjourned last year? I'd like you to look that up.
You want me to shorten it?
Well, I don't want... I mean...
I'd just like you to look and see
what time we spent last year on that budget, if you don't mind. Because if we spent an hour, I don't want to be here for 2 hours. Okay. That's all, because it's...
You want to use that as the prototype.
I don't want to sit around... I mean, I enjoy your company and I'm going to run out of patience.
Okay.
I'll just come look at that.
Okay. I agree with you, Mike.
We'll have to bring in some Bill beers.
Exactly right. After today, boy, the meetings I've been to today, yes. All right, keep going, Kelly. Excellent. Any other?
That's all I have.
All right. So nothing glaring on this on the figures that are jumping out at us, right?
So, am I reading this right? We right now between checking and savings, we have almost 2.4 million in some account in cash sitting around somewhere.
We have the 34 in the checking, and MMA is 22.
No, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this right here.
Yeah, you can't.
Where are
count,
you looking, Rob?
You
what page?
You can't count the ICM one, and you can't count the PED cash one. So you just want to look at general checking and our MMA general fund. Just those two.
What? Okay, but that's still 2.3
million.
Yeah,
we've got $2.5 million.
Dollars.
We've got $2.5 million
sitting there, and did we do anything?
They gave us good.
So we for the partial month on the better interest rate, it was like $4,000 in interest that we got.
Wow!
But that was only a partial month, so
this that works.
It'll be better.
Yeah, until they lower it again. Remember, they teased us and raised it, did they?
Well, they raised it to get us in the door.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
But, boy, there are some good interest rates. I don't know what you guys are finding. I'm finding some awfully good interest rates out there without any trouble. 2.4, easy to come by.
There's lots of them over 3.
You know, the city.
Lots of them over 3, okay.
The city went out for $13 million to borrow for projects that we have going on. And they put out bids to Banner Bank and OPB. And we've always gone with OPB, and now we're going with Banner Bank, because over the course of the loan that we're going to have for like a period of 5 years, we're going to save over $1 million in interest between the two, what one bank, Banner Bank offered compared to what OPB offered. It's just kind of interesting.
How many years?
Five years. Yeah.
And how much were you looking for?
$13 million.
Wow.
Interesting.
Terry, any questions on the financials, or are you good with the financials?
No, since we seem to be talking about our future here, I think the best interest we can get is to pay off a few of our long-term notes where we're paying 5 to 7% on. You aren't going to get that kind of interest at the bank. At the budget committee, that's what we need to consider doing this time around.
Well, yeah. I'm willing to look at it, but I like to maintain as many cash reserves as we can. But,
well, we need... go ahead.
Yeah, we can certainly kick that around at the appropriate time during the budget committee. Terry, I hear you coming. Go ahead.
My main thought when we talk about paying off the loans is I want to know how much of a reserve do we want to maintain to feel comfortable with doing business. And, you know, if whatever that number is, anything over that, let's pay off loans. But we need to figure out where is that? You know, if an emergency came up, I don't want to see us going out to borrow money to cover that emergency if we can help it, whatever it might be.
What would be the difference, Rob, though, whether we borrow the money now or borrow the money then? The money you'd save on the interest would be fine.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. We need to have, a $1.5 million reserve.
Yeah.
But the other million... Let's pay it off. If we need it a year or two down the road, they're going to loan it to us again.
And you and I are actually saying the same thing, I think, Terry.
Yeah.
And the correct form, now, Mike had a good point about how long the budget session, and you get into a discussion like this with the entire budget committee, that's liable to take some time, but I agree. I think it's a discussion that's worthwhile to have, and I think that's... I would like to recommend David and Kelly give it some thought in terms of what they feel comfortable in terms of a cash reserve.
Well, we are going to be coming to this budget committee with some larger amount projects that might change your
mind
on. Yeah.
Okay.
No, right. That's understandable. So,
did you hear that, Terry?
Yeah.
David was saying he's going to be coming on with this current budget with some capital project funding that's going to affect the possible dollars that we're dealing with in terms of the actual budget categories. So I think we can just kick it around in our budget discussions, but David's going to bring some proposal to us. So
is that part of a 5-year plan, David, that we have? Capital improvement plan?
Yes.
Do we have one still?
We still do.
How far out of date is it?
Ours is we're into it 2 years.
2 years?
Right now.
All right, so we need to be looking at adding to it so that we maintain a 5-year plan all the time, because that plan is what dictates what we're talking about, spending $1 million or whatever it is. So if we should be looking at that and estimating the cost of that to determine what Terry's talking about, mm-hmm. how much do we want to have on hand.
Yep.
I like what I'm hearing. I agree.
So on campground revenue, at the end of the year on July 1, do you think we're going to be at what we budgeted, under or over, if you were guessing? I'm just curious.
We'll be over what we budgeted.
You think so?
I think
awesome.
Over. Because
we got our good months coming. We're talking
I figured.
May and June.
Well, it's bound to stop raining sometime. Jeez. we've been wanting to take our trailer out. God.
All right. Are there any other questions on the financials? Any other questions? Otherwise, if the commissioners have no other... Okay, I'm waiting. Buckwald's got his fingers on some figures, so we're going
to
wait.
I'm fine. I wanted to look at the levy taxes. We're just about over... Yeah, we'll exceed what we're looking for.
Okay. You good, Mike?
Yeah.
All right, if there are no other questions, I'm assuming the financials are approved by consent. I hear no objection, so it's approved by consent. Campground rates discussion, item 4. I'm thinking you're on base with this one, Mr.
So
David.
We have done a comparison with campgrounds in our area, and I mean, if you look at our rates compared to these nearby RV parks and campgrounds, we're way below
Did you have a handout?
Tab 5.
Tab 4.
Pardon me, tab 4, Mike. Wrong.
Okay, got it.
So there's the new red ones.
Right behind tab 4.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. I thought you guys were looking at it. So the first page is campgrounds that we compared each to: South Jetty, Darling, Cecita Beach, Wohink, Port of Newport. And if you've looked at the next page, which is our rates, on the very right column, it'll show our daily and weekly rates. That's before taxes. The left-hand column is after taxes. You can see that our full service is $34.72. That's what we call our inner circle out here in the trees. After taxes, it comes to $38.37. I see that the cheapest daily rate, and I'm not comparing Honeyman to this, but which would be Darling's Resort, and they're at $45 a night. So,
and we're at what, 34?
34.
Yeah, but where we're located, right next to Old Town, that, and the use we get in our campground because of that.
When did we increase the rates last? Didn't we just do this a couple years ago?
It's about 4 years, yeah.
We talked about it the year before last, right, when we were putting in these new sites and just coming out of COVID, and we decided to put it off and discuss it at another time.
David, of all these nearby RV rates, I see Honeyman is a government agency.
Yeah.
Harbor Vista, is that government?
Lane County.
They're Lane County, all right. Yes.
What else is it? Oh, the Port of San Islas.
Port of Newport.
Newport.
Yeah.
So we have the Port, Harbor Vista, and Honeyman are all government agencies.
But in terms of location, we're probably closer to Port of Newport in terms of walking distance. Well, the only place you can walk there is to the Rogue Brewery. But
nobody has quite the nice connection between an old town and shopping. Yes.
What's our occupancy rate?
We're about 50%, somewhere in the 50% range for the full year. That's what we have been the last couple of years.
You know, I kind of wonder, would it make sense to, seems like we should be able to up our daily and weekly rate, but hold back a little bit on our monthly rate, because really, aren't most of our people daily and weekly?
Not during the season, they're mostly, majority of them are
monthly.
In the summertime.
Are they going to be able to fish the river this year?
It sounds like it'll.
Because then it'll be full. If not, it won't, right?
Well, we didn't have an issue with it last year. We were down just a little bit in the campground, it seemed to be.
What, 2% or something?
Yeah,
like that.
Overall, probably. We were down more in the moorage than anything. We got a lot of people that had never been able to stay here during the season because it's always taken up by fishermen, it seemed to be. So we had a lot of new people last year that got to enjoy the campground that normally hadn't had the chance. But I'm under the impression that we're a little bit low. I'm recommended maybe a 4 to 7% increase across the board. I mean, 4% is not drastic at all. I know, you know, at some point water and electric rates are going to be going up.
Yeah, what's our cost? Is our cost of doing business there going up?
I think it's...
Well, I know the city raised the water rates just recently. And the sewer rates.
We need to raise them to at least keep up with that.
4 years. Yeah, it's been about 4 years.
Well, you know, a 4% increase would take 38, 37 up to about roughly
$40.
I mean, that's nothing. No one's going to even give that a second thought. No one would give it a second thought at $50 a night for...
So you're talking about applying a flat percentage across the board?
Across the board, yeah.
Sounds good. Commission, what do we think?
I don't have any problem with it.
I don't either.
What percentage?
I suggested 4 to,
I'd say 5.
Rob, what you mentioned, a 5%. What did you mention, Rob? 4 or 5%?
Well, I'm thinking about more like a 15% personally, but because I think we can get that, and it won't, if we, I mean, we can do a 25% increase and still only be at $48 a night.
Is that a dry camp or that's a full service?
No, that's a full service.
We're all full service now.
Okay, that's right. I apologize.
So our cheapest sites are in this inner circle,
yeah,
right
there.
In here. Our premium sites are the waterfront, and our pull-throughs are the most expensive.
You know, I'd be tempted. You know, my recommendation would be something like $45 a night for full service and $50 for the waterfront for the daily rates. But that's just something to throw out there.
What percent increase is that, Ron?
Oh, probably 20 to 25%, somewhere in there. But, I mean, I go to a lot of different RV, we go to our different RV parks, and we're paying a whole lot more than this for, and don't, not even giving it a second thought, and these other parks are full.
But you can get the law of diminishing return. I mean, you might. Yeah.
Well, you need to find out. There's a price point. But
I kind of have a feel for most people in the campground. I think a 20 to 25% increase may be drastic for the
clientele.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, the other thing is that we've got $2.5 million sitting there in cash. It does not look good.
Right.
When we give them a 20, it just doesn't look good.
Yeah.
We've got $2.5 million over and over. We just got, you know, and we're raising the prices and we're not doing anything.
Yeah,
with it,
because
so.
We raise the price and that's fewer dollars they get to spend in the restaurants on that commercial activity, which benefits. So.
I think we need to raise prices. There's no question about that. But at the same time,
10%, David.
We need to be cognizant of that.
I was just throwing them.
No, I know.
I'm throwing a number out there.
Seven would work, wouldn't it?
7 at the most, I think, because
we can look at it again next year.
David, you live with the campers on a daily basis. If you think 7's a number,
see that would take a 38-37 up to 41-05.
Did you hear that, Terry? The discussion.
Yeah, I do, but I also think at the same time we need to look at the budget committee and start saying, hey, we need to get a restroom back there where the campers need it. We've talked about this for years, David.
Yep.
Is that part of a 5-year plan, do you think?
I think that is in their restroom, and I believe it is, isn't it?
It is
in our.
Well, you also have the pad that you're going to.
We were kind of.
When we get rid of the stockpile there, we're going to put some more RV sites. That's going to cost some money to put that in.
We're kind of running out of
room. He's going to build that into the budget,
for location of a restroom with expanding everything, but that would be the place at that time to put another restroom is in the back when we do more expansion.
How far away are we from a sewer hookup back there? I mean, how far would you have to run to get to
Not far at all.
Not very far.
Okay. Not very far at all.
And you got a
good got a good gradient leading into it, and good. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Where we haven't had, we've had to put in pump stations.
All right. So where do we think we are on the recommended across the board? I heard David say
7%.
5 to 7. David, is that what you're looking at? I could live with either one. I know that we can probably get away with it, but we are charged with economic development, I think the more money we take out of people's pocket as they're visiting our campground, that's fewer dollars they get to spend down in Old Town. I might be wrong on that, but that just...
It may be something that we come back to in a couple of years.
Again. Yeah, see, that would take your weekly full service rate, which is now $230.19, up to $246.30. I don't think anybody's going to lose any sleep over that one.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think we should.
That's at 7?
Yeah, it's at 7.
Let's do that.
Well, I'm not going to die on any one of those hills. That's fine with me. So let's make sure Terry understands. Well, what are we settling on, Coach?
You okay with that? 7%?
I'm 10 more to 5, but I'm not going to. like, I'm like Bill, I'm not going to die on either one of them. Seven just sounds bad to me.
It is an odd number.
We can at least say 5% cost of living. All of this seven, we were greedy. We only got $2.5 million.
Yeah, I should have kept going.
That's Mike's fault. See, Mike, I told you not to cause trouble. You're making this.
I think you have the majority. Okay. Everybody kind of favors is okay with the 7%.
Okay, I think the room says 7, Coach. Terry, that's what I'm reading the room. I'm getting nods around the table at 7. Okay, David, do you hear the? Okay, I think that's a consensus. Enough said on that. Mike wanted us to make sure we move through this agenda. And okay, manager and commission report.
The only thing that I want to tell everyone is it looks like we will have efficiency in this year. They've adopted an ocean regulation now. We're going to get 110,000 FinClip coho starting June 17th, I believe, which is a bigger number than I've ever remembered us having. We're not going to have a Chinook season in the ocean till September 1st, and they'll give us an additional 25,000 fish non-selective quota at that time also. It sounds like we will have a river fishery. This is not set in stone yet. It sounds like it's going to be a 2 fish limit on the river total.
Total?
One a day. 2 for the season.
Non-selective.
And it's Chinook. And then we may get a coho or 2 additional to that. But at least we're going to have a season.
Yeah.
So, and that was some good news. But I think a lot of other rivers are going to 5 when they do open. And I still don't know where they come up with
the magic number.
They're pulling out of the rear end, David.
And so that's just a little bit of better news rather than no fish.
And worse news. Okay, good.
I would like to mention one thing, that I received another email from a patron and I about the refund policy that we've discussed and adopted, and I passed it on to David.
So we did have someone this last week called to cancel a reservation. Amy, our campground lead, had talked to him and explained that they were 7 days or less, that there is no refund. We give them a rain check for that amount for a future
use, yeah.
Visit. They didn't like that. They asked to talk to me. I explained to them the same thing. Then I apologized to them and told them that I was sorry. And but that is our policy. Our staff's not, you know, allowed to change our policy. And we just stuck with that policy. We beat it up and beat it up a few times and kind of changed it. And I don't think we're a lot different than a lot of RV parks. Around. And so then I guess they decided to email you guys. I don't know if Craig's the only one that's
I never got anything.
No, I didn't get it. I passed it on to Craig. No, I don't know. I
got it and thought it was spam and didn't open it. And then they actually called one of the offices and said,
They're going to go.
Oh, you're the man. All right. One.
No.
So we point at anybody gets an email, send
that's
it to...
That's what you get for being on the radio and on the TV
and the news. Yeah, I told him he was a celebrity.
It's your
now.
Fault, nobody else.
I was busy.
You know, I wish we could do something. You know, I've got a little vacation rental over in the Bend area, and I have a cancellation policy, and if they cancel before 60 days... Especially going into the summer season, which I mean, it's that's it, and it's stated there clearly on the reservation.
Yeah.
No canceling.
I just think if we're consistent, we communicate and it is what it is.
It's sure not unusual.
I don't comment on them. I just say I'll move it up.
There wasn't a reason that he gave me. He just said they decided not to come. Nobody had died. There wasn't any health issues or nothing like that.
There's no reason to make an exception for anything. That's why we have the policy.
They can have to deal with it. Get a rain check and book.
And I know we don't want to come back to this table and beat it up again. It is, and we're sticking.
We adopted it.
Yeah, very. It's all right.
Well, you know, David, it does sound like it's not going to be too long, much longer, and they'll start moving sand.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Oh, no, they are. I'm going to be doing some survey work for them out there when they get going.
Are we adjourned? Not quite.
Well, this is general comment.
Commissioner, any other general comments from the commissioners? Let me throw this out there because there may be some dollars there. I serve on Lane Act, which and ODOT is also at the table. And they charge me with going back. They challenge me to go. I both represent the city and the port on that. And there may be money for bike trails and walking trails. Would we benefit from a walking trail down to the mud flats? You know, we're probably in good shape. Or any walking trails along our new
as long as you didn't have to put it through campsites.
If it's going to bother our turf, then let's forget it. But there may be dollars available.
Well, they are doing the, you know, the city's up here moving ahead with the estuary trail.
But I think they've got it fully funded. But they may need some additional funding.
It would be really cool if we could figure out a way from Old Town here to loop around and tie into it around the perimeter of the RV park.
If that's
possible.
Without having it go through, without imposing anything on the privacy of the campers.
Yep.
But anyway, give it some thought. I'm learning the process of how government determines the funding on some of these things.
It's not for me to say. It's just I know how campers would probably
not
feel
like
if they had a trail going through.
Okay, then that's enough said to me. You're the boss. And I can see that point.
Now, David, you might want to get back with those guys and let them know we are in the process of putting in two electrical charging stations.
I thought about that.
they said that it was going to be they were going to be down here right after Christmas and then the 1st of January. And
what the heck?
They're going to do it.
They are coming.
Oh yeah, they are. They've already.
You don't think so?
I know everything is.
There's more money in it.
Yeah.
Well, they've already got the permits to PUD, and the way I understand it, we already got a contractor that I've talked to about.
I did my part yesterday.
What did you do? Buy an electric vehicle?
No, I walked by two cars that were plugged in, and they weren't using them, so I unplugged them.
You got two electric vehicles, Terry? I didn't know you were such a...
I walked by PD and they were plugged in, so I unplugged them. I said, hell, there it is.
Oh,
well, you know, there must be something to those things,
because
I know the tribe is going to put in some more.
You didn't want to waste those electrons.
There. They already have a bunch of them.
There's a lot of electric cars out there now.
Yeah, that's what I...
Yeah, but boy, to get the number of charging station, I mean, they're talking about I-5 and being an electric highway, but on the same Lane Act, I was on the meeting with ODOT, and they're talking about a charging station, and they want the fast charging stations along I-5, and they want them a certain distance off of I-5, but they're totally ignoring the east-west roads, like 126 and 58, and there are no federal plans to fund charges, but there may be some relative. That's what Michael Allen was talking about, relative.
Well, you know, and the other thing he was talking about is actually through this Lane County thing that they've been going through, you know, they had three renditions of their climate stuff.
climate action
and
plan.
The third rendition, really, that was the only one of their that it makes any sense. They're talking about climate resiliency, and apparently there's a whole bunch of money that's coming from millions of dollars that's coming from the federal government through the state, through the counties, to go out to what they call climate resiliency projects, and a lot of those things are public works projects for cities. And I know we put somebody at the table, the city did, has a staff person at their meetings now, just to make sure we're aware of any opportunities that might come our way where we can pitch a project and get it funded.
So we can build a seawall around Old Town, like San Francisco is going to do in the bay. They're going to put
I'm sure they'll build one, but it'll.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, if you believe the alarmists, we won't get into there.
But anyway, but there are federal dollars, and those dollars are going to get spent. And why not? I mean, why not? The Port of Sayulaw somehow, if there's a project that makes sense that we can
the key
pick
is
up on,
makes
we should.
Sense, not just to spend dollars to spend dollars. One of these days, we're going to pay the price for all of this spending, but that's my personal opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And we may be paying it right now.
Yep.
Because there's no such thing as free money. Just because you print it, there are consequences on the other end. Pardon me. Enough said. All right, do we have anything more to come before this group? Otherwise, if not, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Awesome.